No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm here with Soulja Kid. How you feeling, bro?
And I'm lit. I'm always lit. Yeah, yeah.
So how you feeling? You're in LA for a couple days here?
Mm-hmm.
What you been up to?
Plenty of work. In the stew.
In the stew?
Yeah.
Where you been recording at?
I don't even know. I've been recording at a couple stews in Beverly Hills. Yeah. It's a whole bunch of them.
It's not your first time in LA, though, right?
Nah, this is my first time.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
How you feeling about it?
Man, it's lit. It's not too different from Florida. Some of the parts remind me of Florida. But yeah, it's lit up here. I fuck with it. I fuck with the vibe.
You from Palm Beach?
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy, yeah, because I used to, I got some family out there. So yeah. I spent a lot of time there.
Palm Beach?
Yeah. It's actually where I met Lil Pump. I went to some random ass show out there on vacation with my family, and he happened to be there, and that's how we met.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. When you said you were smoking, I didn't know you were smoking a Black and Mild. All right.
That's why I asked you.
No, that's definitely allowed. I don't know. I don't think I ever smoked a Black and Mild. But, yo, I got some Bearwoods for you if you need them. We got these in here, just big old pre-rolled blunts. Pre-rolled? Yeah, you're not on probation or anything?
Nah.
No, okay, good.
Let's get high.
A lot of rappers these days.
Let's get high.
I have them in for interviews, and then they can't smoke weed. Like, Trippy's always smoking Black and Milds, but it's because he's, like, on papers. He can't smoke weed.
Yeah.
No.
I ain't never smoked one of these, though.
No, yeah, this is exclusive. The Bearwoods, this is an L.A. thing. They come with the glass tip. They got crazy-ass wax in it, keef on the outside. You smoke that, you might not even know how to talk anymore.
That shit is dope as fuck, though.
That'll do it. I got you, bro. So you know what's crazy, though, is because I feel like a lot of people found out about you through the ex situation, which, of course, we'll talk about and stuff. But I knew about you, like, a few months before that because I'm always having the conversation about, like, who the next popping top rappers coming out of Florida are, and for like a few months we were definitely having that conversation. It's pretty much like Glock 9 and you were like the new generation of dudes who are coming out of Florida on some street shit.
Yeah.
So where are you coming from, like, besides just being from Palm Beach? Like, who is Soulja Kid?
That's a Zoe boy out of Derry, you feel me? That's basically what it is.
A Zoe boy from where?
Derry.
What's that?
Derry Beach. That's a little city I'm from Palm Beach, you feel me?
Okay.
Don't nobody know that. Don't nobody know about Derry.
There ain't anybody famous from there?
Yeah, nah. I'm the closest thing to it.
Really?
Yeah.
So who taught you how to rap?
I taught myself. I really used to be a singer.
Really?
Yeah. When I was legit, I used to be a singer.
You sound like you could sing.
Yeah, I could. Sometimes I could stretch my vocal, do a little something.
Yeah.
That's why when I be rapping, a lot of people think I be using auto-tune, but I never use auto-tune, though.
You never used it?
Nah. It's just me, everything.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So when did you, like, were you always just super interested in music from a young age?
Yeah, always. That's all I ever did, music. I just recently started taking it serious about, like, two, three years ago.
Okay.
Trying to blow up.
Taking it serious, though, like, what did you start to change about your life at that point?
I'm talking about music only. You feel me? Cutting out all that street shit. I didn't even want to go to school for music, bro. I'll tell you, bro. That's all I was doing.
Really?
Traveling.
They made, family, you got network. So focused on that, you weren't even thinking about the actual school part anymore?
Nah. Definitely wasn't.
How old are you right now?
I'm 18.
18. So when did you... Well, all right, let's just throw this out. When did you first get arrested?
When I first got arrested, I probably like 16, 15.
Because I don't want to, like, ask you when the first time you, like, sold the pack was. I want to ask I want to ask you about the first time you got caught.
Yeah. First time I got arrested, I was my whole boy. I had caught a GTA.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was my whole boy at the Derry. Slide Stolo. Yeah. That's all we did all summer. Slide Stolo cars.
Let me ask you this. Were you playing GTA and committing GTAs?
Man, I ain't never had no time with GTA. I was living it.
For real? A lot of rappers are big into the video game thing now.
Nah,
I
play it, you feel me? But back then, that's the last thing I worry about, games.
For real? So when you decided you had to, like, go out and get some money for yourself?
Since I hit high school, got to get clean.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important part about it. That's when I realized I need money. You can't be fresh without no money, boy. Real shit.
Was there a moment where you just realized, like, shit, like, these Jordans ain't gonna buy themselves. I gotta do something.
Real shit. Exactly what I'm talking about. You feel me? Exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that'll do it. And especially when it's like you realize that, like, girls are choosing based on material things.
Everywhere. I will want to say mainly Florida, but you could definitely say mainly Florida, bro.
What about Florida?
That what the girl want.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's everywhere, especially on some... I remember I had a conversation with these young kids. Like, I was probably, like, 25, and I was riding BMX in Brooklyn, and there were these young black kids, and they were riding. They had Jordans on and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck you riding bikes in Jordans for, bro? Those shoes are too expensive. And one of them said, like, you don't know how it is. Like, you can just get pussy in some beat-up Vans. You white. And I was like, fuck, is that real?
I'm like, definitely.
That might be kind of real. I don't like it, but there might be some truth to that.
Y'all just got the sauce. Y'all got the sauce.
It's just a different thing, like a different standard now, or back then. But actually, I don't feel like that's as true as it used to be, because then I feel like after that, like Lil B came out and he was wearing some shitty ass Vans and shit. And then,
yeah.
But now everybody got $800 shoes.
Now everybody got $800 shoes. Not me. I still got my Fila's all year.
Fila's hard, though.
Double Fila's, G2.
Well, time. You ain't signed the deal yet, so you still got the feel.
I ain't signed the deal yet, but I definitely got Dub Filado.
Right.
That's just a youngie.
Isn't there like an acronym for Florida? Like Florida, I love.
I thought that what it is, to be honest. It is an acronym for
something like
Forever
that.
In Love with America.
Oh, probably. Is that it? Forever in Love with America?
Probably.
Wow, that goes hard. Because Adidas was always all day I dream about sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We switched it up, though. Now it's all day I dream about swag.
That's lit, though.
Okay. All day I dream about skunnets. You want to say skunnets?
Skunnets.
Fat boy says skunnets. That shit. Yeah. He's all about, I'm all about cutting up the skunnets. I'm like, where skunnets. The fuck did that come from?
Yeah, that motherfucking peso.
Okay, so you start taking your rap career more serious. Let me ask you, who were you, like, influenced by, and who were you looking at, like, that's the dude. That's the hottest rapper that I'm a fan of.
Dog, when I was legit, like, mostly who I used to listen to was probably like Lil Wayne, Kevin Gates, Kodak. That's what was coming out. You feel me? It was really hot. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. The whole like generation of like 18, 19, 20-year-old rappers and shit, Lil Wayne is like what they started with most of the time.
Oh,
I
yeah,
feel
Lil
like.
Wayne.
Because people forget that, like, Lil Wayne was like Lil Pump is right now, where he was that young ass. He had that young image.
Yeah.
He might not have been that young, but he looked young as fuck. Yeah.
That's literally the order. That's literally the order of the L, too. I used to follow Lil Wayne, Dumb Heavy, everything. Then I got on to Kevin Gates, I followed his street shit, you feel me? He be laying that real. Then I started fucking with Kodak, because, you know, he blew up from around where I'm from, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Pompano was about, like, 30 minutes away from Palm right. Beach, you feel me? I started fucking with him, you feel me? And I don't know, that's where I kind of found my vibe from, you feel me? Started snapping.
Yeah, I feel like Kodak, Youngboy, they sort of like...
Yeah.
Like, in terms of like real street music and stuff...
Youngboy, who I listen to now.
Really?
That's all I listen to be honest.
When I think about Youngboy and Kevin Gates and how they're best friends, that really makes sense to me.
It makes sense.
Them Kevin boys, Gates, that grown-ass version of like Youngboy's
young
style.
That's what I always be telling them, boy, you feel me? Kevin Gates like a more like mature version of it, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
A Youngboy... Real shit.
That's real shit. Yeah, I feel like it's crazy too, because you, as much as like people probably try to compare you to Kodak and shit, like the main thing that relates to me, aside from the Florida shit and the Haitian shit, is that like you're just like you could feel like the pain like with yeah. you, like you just seem like an older soul, like you really like you almost feel like you like understand what's going on around you better than the average person your age.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people tell me too. You feel me? I always knew like. It's either I gotta make it happen or I'm done.
Right.
You feel me? That one thing I always keep in my head. It's either we make it happen or we done. I can't be done.
Right.
Yeah, you feel me?
A lot of young rappers are just playing around.
Yeah, they just playing around with it, you feel me? People, niggas just be blowing up out here, you feel me? They just be playing around with it.
For sure. When did you get those diamonds in your teeth?
I just got them a couple months ago. I used to have golds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You like diamonds better than golds?
Yeah, I'm platinum. That's why I threw away them golds.
That's smart.
Straight up.
See, I went and got the diamond ones before I got the gold ones, and now I'm like, shit, I feel like the gold ones might look harder on me.
Yeah, I love it. You feel me? That's what I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about going back get them golds, because you feel me? I fuck with them heavy.
They look more like gangster. But
they
then
look
the,
more gangster, you feel me?
The diamond ones, actually, I have a problem, because I got big-ass teeth.
Yeah.
I feel like they look too big with the diamonds on there. It, like, makes them look crazier.
Yeah. The diamonds, you feel me, they just flashy. But the golds, you feel me, that's like the more like cultures, you feel me?
Yeah. I wanna look like Birdman.
Birdman.
Some shit. All right, so like this is what's where it gets interesting though, is because you've been like people don't realize that you've been grinding and you've been like bubbling up and like your shit like you had videos with like a million views before any of this controversy.
Yeah.
Like you are not a dude who was like created by the fact that you were involved in this stupid beef for no reason.
Yeah. for no reason.
When did you hear about people sort of throwing your name in the whole X situation? Can you describe what this was like?
Everybody always say when people hear news, the thing they say is they first woke up. Uh-huh. But I was literally sleeping, bro. When I went to sleep, I had like 40,000 followers. And when I woke up, I had probably like 100. Mm-hmm. And it just kept going.
And you're like,
going.
You look at your phone and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Really, how I woke up, my dog called me. Feel me? Him right there. I'm mad at him. Mm-hmm. He called me. He said, bro, wake up, bro. You gotta do a little video. That's the first video when I was talking. You feel me? He said, you gotta do a little video. Tell him what happened. I'm like, yo, what did you talk about, bro? Bro, you want to see what's going on? Go on Instagram. Everybody saying you killed eggs. I said, eggs. X gone. I go on Instagram. It's like, whoa, that shit crazy. I'm talking about nonstop. Just so many people commenting on my page. This, that.
And who do we have to blame for? Yeah, because right, there was the conspiracy. Like you said, even famous people. So
even famous people.
It wasn't just little kids falling for this.
That's what I feel like contributed to everybody thinking it too. Cause like people were following. Mm. They like saying that I did it too. So then, like, people believe in it more and more every day.
I'm not gonna lie. When I first saw the meme where it, like, laid out all the information, this, like, supposed evidence, I was kind of like, what the fuck? Like, it almost seemed like, but then I was like, nah. Like, I've been doing this shit too long. I'm like, I'm not falling for some stupid fucking conspiracy theory. So I didn't spread it. But then, even then, I'm looking at my comments. It's nonstop. Like, when are you gonna say something about Soulja Kid? I'm like, you know, because my attitude is like, bro, if Soulja Kid gets arrested, then I'll have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just going to assume this is some bullshit.
For a little bit, I thought I was going to get arrested, too.
For real? You thought it was that serious?
We packed up all our fire. We put everything up. So it choke up, you feel me? That's what we thinking, you feel me? But nah.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you feel, well, prior to all this happening, what did you like? Because I feel like a lot of people saw the video where you were sort of like, I don't know this dude X. Like you sort of seemed almost like dismissive, as if you were saying like you didn't know anything about him at all. And some people kind of took that as to be like you were sort of dissing him.
How
do you feel about that? Because you're saying you just woke up.
Nah, that you feel me? That was the problem. Like I wasn't trying to diss him. I was just trying to get like my point across. Because literally I woke up and then I'm getting crucified by the whole world. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So that's my main thing, trying to get my point across. Like, I ain't really know him, you feel me? And when I said I ain't know him, I meant like personally, you feel me? I ain't mean by his music. I heard a couple of his songs, you feel me? But I don't know him like that, you feel me?
Right.
I ain't really listen to his music like that. But like after he passed, you feel me? I got the chance to listen to his music and whatnot. Now I understand what kind of like man he was, you feel me?
Because to a lot of people, I feel like they were looking at it and just thinking like, you know, he's young. He's from Florida. How the fuck is he not like a huge X fan or whatever? I actually kind of respect and appreciate the fact that you're just being honest about it. Because a lot of people, man, I've seen his follower count double from the time he died till now.
Yeah.
Like, he got away from like 7 million to like 15 million. Yeah. So there's a lot of fucking fake ass bullshit with people just wanting to act like they love somebody before they died. I respect and I appreciate the fact that you're being honest about it. But so, yeah, you didn't really necessarily know that much about him. I'm sure you knew about him more than you had like really listened to him, right?
Yeah. You feel me? I just knew about his songs and whatnot. Probably one song.
Yeah, because it's like, it's kind of like when I think about the types of kids who are into rap now, like especially in Florida, it's kind of like the X side of things and then the Kodak side of things.
Right. You feel me?
You know, and obviously there's a shitload of overlap, but it's kind of like two very different
types. Type of music, you feel me? That's what I was trying to say, you feel me? It's a different type of music. I mean, I'm used to like that trap, hardcore type, street type music, you feel me? Him, he got more of that like pain, emotional type music. Like he be trying to touch people. Like when you listen to the music, it actually like means something, you feel me? It ain't just like a whole bunch of words together.
Yeah, he felt everything that was going around him. Actually, I was thinking about the other day. I'm like, for a lot of these kids who make this sort of like weird, angry, like screaming into the mic music, he fucked everything up for them because he was so good at that shit that it's kind of like a lot of dudes just sound corny.
And he's the one who basically started it, you feel me? That one thing I can say, he basically started all that.
And I hate the fact that people want to separate the fact that he was fucked up in the head from the fact that his music is so good. I'm like, no, the fact that he was fucked up in the head is the reason why
his music is so good, you feel me? Yeah.
If Kodak was some normal-ass dude, if you didn't have some kind of issues going on in your head, you would not be as interested to listen to him. Yeah. Sorry, it kind of goes hand in hand.
It kind of go hand in hand, you feel me? You got to live some shit to feel some shit.
For real.
You feel me?
And that's the problem. A lot of people who've like lived shit, who've done violent things, been around the block a few times. I mean, a lot of times those are like a lot of the most interesting people to listen to. But then the media and shit will be like, no, you're not supposed to listen to that. You're not supposed to like stuff from people who've actually been around the block.
Yeah.
Saying been around the block is the nicest way I can think of to say it.
You feel me? But it's just raw. You feel me?
Yeah.
It ain't no other way.
So what happened after you start to see all these accusations come out? You made that video. Did you feel like, was it weird to still see your Instagram followers blowing the fuck up?
Yeah. It was weird. And then, like, I just see it keep going every day, every day. Like, I get, like, hundreds and thousands of followers every day. So I'm like, shit. Opportunity up, why not run with it, you feel me? I ain't asked for it, they gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
That one thing about it, about like, oh, he cloud chaser, cloud demon, it's like, but I ain't asked for none of the cloud, it's the cloud they gave it to me, you feel me?
Mm. Yeah, because I'm looking at Worldstar, like, the day after all that shit, and I see you dropping videos, and I'm kind of thinking, like, hey, I mean, that was the smart thing to do. Like, if you got people talking about you, you might as well drop some fucking videos and, like, lean into it. You know you're going to get views from that shit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, you feel me?
Yeah, it's kind of an unfortunate circumstance too, just because like you know that your career has its own merit and that you're dope in your own right.
Right.
Do you feel like that's kind of the risk? Is that you feel like you kind of run the risk of becoming like a meme in some people's minds, where they're not gonna necessarily like give you the benefit of the doubt to actually really give your music a chance?
Basically, yeah, it's kind of like a cure and a curse.
Mm.
Cause like it helped like push my face out there, like more people got to notice me, you feel me, more attention. But the thing about it was all negative attention, you feel me? Mm. It wasn't for the right thing. I'd rather people like love me or hate me for my music, you feel me? Not because of something they thought I did.
Yeah,
you know?
For beefing with somebody that you didn't even,
no.
Would never have even thought about beefing with.
You feel
with. Me? Yeah, that's crazy. So when did you feel like that problem started to like resolve a little bit in the sense that people stopped thinking it was you and stuff? Because I feel like within the first day or two it was sort of like nah, it's not him, and people started to get it through their heads. But I'm sure from your perspective it was still kind of heating up.
Yeah, it was heating up. The next day after that, that's when it started getting like crazy, because people like hacking my page and whatnot. They like letting information go, like they let my mama number go, and like it's like millions of people just texting my mama, oh, where your son at, oh, we gonna kill you, this da 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 da, ooh, all type of stuff, you feel me?
Holy
but
shit.
It just kept going, like even to this day I go on my Instagram, people still comment and ask.
Right.
They text me by X, oh, you killed, all type of stuff.
How'd your mom take that?
My mom, she was worried. All she kept asking me, did I do it, you feel me?
Oh, my God.
Cause like, everybody keep calling her, you feel me? Because, like, when it blew up, like, everybody knew about it.
Right.
Like, everybody and their mama knew about it in the hood, you feel me? So everybody calling my mom, oh, your son on TV, they had me on the news and all that. Like, Mark, calm down. I ain't got nothing to do with it, so I'm gonna be fine, you feel me?
You must have been a pretty troublesome kid if your mom was just like, kind of like, man, you better not.
What?
Boy, you better not cut a body.
She say, you sure you ain't do it? Are you sure you ain't do it? What you doing out there? She, that what she asked me. She's asking me a whole bunch of questions. What was you even doing out there? Da, 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 da. I'm like, Mark, calm down, bro. It's straight.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, it must have been crazy for you to see, because, I mean, I went out to Florida for the funeral and everything, and it was like the whole state had a weird vibe. Like, I'm talking to, like, some 45-year-old fucking white female Uber driver, and she's like, yeah, I heard about what happened, blah, blah, blah. Like, everybody knew, and it was like a weird cloud over the whole state, I felt like.
Like, it was pointless.
Mm.
Like, even, like when like, the whole situation started happening, I never got the time to like really sit back and think like someone's life is gone, you feel me? All everybody trying to do is like blame somebody, but nobody ever sat back and thought about like someone's really gone and his ex, you feel me?
Right.
Someone who like who never even like
inspired like a generation, really.
You feel me? Inspired like a whole generation. He never really promoted violence, you feel me? He wasn't even that type of person.
Mm.
That's how I feel about it.
Right, because he was, and that was a weird thing about when we first found out about it, is everybody was kind of like, well, like he didn't have like street beef. Like they
weren't,
I didn't know anyone. I never heard about people looking for him like in Florida. Like he might have had beef with people online. He might have had beef with some rappers. But when we hear about like just dudes running up on him with a gun out to take his money, it's like, I never knew him to be involved in that kind of fuck shit.
It didn't even make no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a crazy time too, especially just like seeing that fucking football stadium full of people just walking through just to see it. I mean, that made it just super real, super in your face, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was weird too because I had people hit me up, and I'm like, you know, this kid is good. Like, you should listen to his music. Soulja Kid's dope. Like, I'm trying to, like, reason with people. Like, trust me. Like, nah. Yeah, I'm like, trust me. That's a terrible thing to say about somebody. You don't want to say that without, like, really, really having something to go on.
Yeah, people was convinced.
Yeah.
Ain't even care. Even people who knew I didn't do it, they just say, fuck it. We just don't like him. Just because he has his name in it, we just don't like him.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Do you feel like after that, though, like the clout muncher type shit heated up and that people were trying to be cool with you because all of a sudden your name was bigger?
Yeah. You feel me? Dumb people started to be cool with me.
Yeah.
Rappers started reaching out to me. That's after, like, my name got clear, you feel me?
Right. Oh, shit. Anybody in particular that you can name that you could say who reached out to you that you spoken to?
I had talked... YG had texted me.
Wow.
Lil Yachty. 21 Savage.
Well, those are, they're all like very in tune, I think, with like the young new dudes coming out and shit.
Them boy texted me. I'm like, yeah, them boy real for that.
Damn, that's dope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 21 probably been like falsely accused of a few murders before too.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably knows the struggle. Yeah, so where do you feel like your career is at now that you feel kind of like, okay, you cleared your name. You're doing. Oh wait, but we got to talk about the fact that your Instagram got hacked and deleted. How the fuck did that shit happen?
Dog, that's the biggest thing. You feel me? That, you feel me? Once I had my little Instagram set, you feel me? That was like a good. I was in like a nice little position. To feel me, keep going. You feel me? I mean, like, you know, I'm still working. I'm still going hard every day. You feel me? But like me losing my Instagram page was like a big setback. Real big.
And it was just because of hacking?
Yeah, someone just hacked it. Easily.
Seems so crazy that you weren't able to get it back. I don't understand how the fuck Instagram could be that shitty.
I couldn't. I ain't get it either. We tried that thing too. I ain't get it either.
Damn. There's got to be some fucking Instagram moderators or something out there who could fucking help out. Like, there's got to be people in the company who can work magic and actually, like, make shit happen, right?
Yeah. I hope so. You feel me? Yeah. I'm still trying to get it back to the day. You feel me? But it ain't much I could do. That's why I ain't really worried about it.
Were you kind of... Were you worried about actual violence unfolding because of the false accusations? Because I know that when we first started talking about doing the interview, that was definitely like your manager or whatever was like, you know, they just want to really, really make sure that it's not going to be anything weird. I'm like, trust me, it's chill. We're chilling. We're not going to be on any bullshit. I'm not trying to perpetuate any kind of bullshit violence or nothing like that. Were you worried? Like, do you feel like something might happen?
You feel me? I get like a lot of death threats. You feel me? A lot of people saying they gonna do this and that. You feel me? But like, I'm street though. You feel me? That one thing about me, I'm cut. You feel me? So like, I'm get it, but like, I ain't really care about it. People are telling me like, you should be safe out here. Like, a lot of people like concerned. You feel me? But like, I wasn't really sweating it. I know people just talk on Instagram. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the crazy. When you talk about like people trying to find like a message or meaning from somebody's death, it's kind of like that shit's weird because there's no lesson to be learned. Like, he got shot up because he just went somewhere with some money and didn't have security with him and shit. So what's the fucking lesson to be learned? That you should have security? It's like, okay, if everybody could have security, they would have security. He should have security, but he didn't, and that's not an option for 99.9% of people. So what the fuck is the lesson to be learned? Like, when somebody overdoses on drugs, the lesson could be, like, chill with the drugs.
Yeah.
You know?
This ain't no lessons. Like, that right there is just pure evil, man. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That right there is crazy.
It's crazy, too. My girl was saying to me, she's like, you know, I can't believe that anybody would fucking kill somebody over, like, $30,000. I'm like, girl... People kill each other over $300 every day. I'm like, think about what $30,000 looks like to some dudes from the hood that never had nothing.
You feel me? Who never had it before. But like, it's still senseless, though.
Oh, yeah, terrible. But at the same time, it's kind of like, that's like, you can see the other side of it, too, where it's like, even these dumbass kids who did it, it's like, I almost feel bad for them in a sense, because it's like, how fucking stupid are you? You thought you were going to get away with that or some shit?
Yeah, like, how far them boys thought they was going to get? That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, that's why I'm chilling at my home every day while the whole thing going down. I'm like, the real niggas who did this about to go die. You feel me? I'm chilling. You feel me?
They went across the store and they bought masks and gloves from the store across the street. Hey, man. I watched a lot of crime movies. That don't seem like the...
It was trying to get caught.
That's just some... It makes me feel bad because, like, these dudes must be so fucking stupid that they didn't have anybody to teach them. I mean, I don't know. Teach them how to not be a total fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, so where do you feel like you're at with your career and everything right now in terms of, like, what moves you're making and what you're trying to do in order to sort of be able to establish your career more and everything?
One thing I'm trying to do is stay positive, you feel me? That one thing X was, he was positive. So you feel me? That one thing a lot of people see, like, that little, like, you feel me, that little shine they gave me because of X, I could use it in, like, a better way, you feel me, than what I had, you feel me? Because before, I just had, like, a whole bunch of people just watching me, and I was just talking nonsense. But really, I could use, like, the way he was inspiring kids, you feel me? I could do that same thing. Like, I could be, like, the next person who does that, you feel me?
Right.
You feel me?
It's funny, too, because I could imagine exactly what he would be saying if he was, like, watching this interview or whatever.
Yeah.
He would think it was the best thing in the world that someone was potentially, like, getting a big boost in their career off of a fake rumor about killing him. And that's what everybody tries to make shit all serious after a motherfucker, like, dies. And, like, oh, you can't say this, you can't say that. Yeah. I'm like, no, that was my friend. Actually, I can tell you what he would think was funny. I could tell you that... He had a sense of humor, and that I guarantee that he wants to see you win, because you're the kind of person that he would have 100% reached out if he got to live for another 6 months, and even if this shit didn't happen, as your career was going up and shit, he would have reached out to you. He would have been showing love, and I guarantee that, like, he'd probably be happy. Like if your career keeps blowing up, he'll be happy as fuck just knowing that he got to even, like, give somebody a boost, like that last person that he was able to give a boost through the weirdest way possible, you know?
Yeah, I'm doing this for X. His legacy gonna live on through me, you feel me?
That's good. That's fire to hear. That's actually really good to hear. Because, yeah, man, it's like at the end of the day, that's the thing I couldn't believe about all the people who try to be all, like, righteous and, like, try to talk on Twitter, like, fuck this dude because he had a charge saying he beat his girl. Like, they don't care that he got gunned down in the street. It's like, don't you have any fucking humanity that you don't want to see a young kid from the hood win?
You feel me? That one thing about it, them boys made it out. And them boys from where we from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kodak and Egg, them boys from Fort Lauderdale. You feel me? Bride. Like, it's unreal, you feel me, to see what them boys did.
Mm-hmm.
Them boys gave, like, us a dream that we thought could never happen.
Especially because there was barely anybody successful coming out of Florida up until the last few years.
Barely, until the last few years. And it's basically them who did it, you feel me?
Especially from, like, younger dudes and stuff. Like, yeah, you had somebody like Rick Ross. He grinded in the industry for years before he, like, actually, like, made a name for himself and shit. Dudes like X and Kodak really, like, especially people forget that Kodak was, like, the first dude from on, like, some real street shit, no cosign, to get, like, fully signed, put on in the industry. I was talking to the dude in Orlando who signed him. He's like, that didn't happen before because everybody had to get co-signed by a bigger artist for a long time.
Yeah, Kodak blew the fuck up by himself. X did too. Them boys just didn't buy itself.
Off the internet, really,
off the internet.
And you're the next generation of that, you know, in terms of just, like, talented young dudes. And that's why, like, even I'll probably have, like, friends of mine who are like, why'd you give that kid an interview?
Yeah.
Because I want to see him do good, because I think it's important that we, like, support dope shit going on.
Yeah. I really.
Facts. So tell me a little bit more about yourself. Is this a dirty Fanta or is it a regular Fanta?
Oh, they're regular. Okay. Nah, this is regular Fanta.
I'm colorblind. I can't tell.
I don't really drink lean. I don't like to sleep.
Okay.
Let me get me through. I hate being thrown to the point where I can't, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Anything. But I like to smoke, though.
Smoking? That's your main vice?
Main shit.
You not on the Henny?
Yeah, I drink Henny.
Okay.
I get drunk when I hit the club. Like I say, though, like, when I get drunk, bro, something about me, I can't stop. I don't know why, bro. And, like, every time I'm drinking, it's like my body telling me keep going. But really, when it's telling me keep going, it really says stop, bro. I be fucked up.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Yeah, man, fucking Florida. Dudes like to drink. You know YNW Melly?
Yeah.
You fuck with him?
I fuck with his music, yeah.
Okay. Street beef or what?
Nah.
Okay.
I never met him.
You never met him, so you don't want to say that. Okay.
Yeah.
I was in the studio with him, man. We were drinking way too much Henny. I'm like, I don't do this. I don't drink like this. You are making me drink like this.
Yeah, in Florida, you going to drink. You going to get drunk in Florida, trust me. That's what we do.
There ain't nothing else to do, right?
Yeah.
What? So you're still staying in Florida. Do you see yourself moving out in the near future or not?
Yeah, I'm getting out of there soon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just racking up the money. I'm about to leave Florida soon.
Trying to move to LA or Atlanta or what?
I don't know, dog. anywhere beneficial. Mm. You feel me? Like, help me push my career.
You think it's a little too slow out in Florida in terms of, like, you're not going to be able to make the moves that you want to make and everything?
Yeah, I feel like, you feel me? I feel like the talent in Florida, but, like, to push yourself harder, you got to get out of Florida.
Right.
Because people don't want to see you in Florida. Mm. That's one thing about it. Especially when I'm from two Palm Beach, everybody hating, bro.
Right.
That one thing about, like, especially when after that X thing happened, that's the main thing about it. Like, once everybody seen, like, I blew up, like, whoa. How did it just blow up in front of our eyes? Mm. You feel me?
And when you blow up too fast, that's when they really want to get you.
That's when they really want to get you, you uh-huh. feel me? And I was talking my shit. Bill was like, man, we can't have this jet. That's what I've been thinking. We can't have this jet. Hell no.
Yeah, man, because, like, even... You know, Kodak, all that bullshit that he got into with his last court case and shit, like, that probably wouldn't have happened if he was in L.A. He got caught up for, like, having, like, weed and guns in the shot on his Instagram Live or whatever. It's like, okay, you can have weed and guns in your Instagram Live, and you're not going to have the cops showing at your house in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Somehow. In Florida, the cops are just way too bored. They got nothing to do.
Yeah, cops on your ass. Oof. That's all they want to do. They have fun taking you out of jail, literally.
Yeah. There's like not enough crime in Florida.
You feel me?
So they have to focus on nothing.
Nothing.
Putting together investigations about people's Instagram lives and shit.
They definitely going to get you in Florida, though. That one thing about it.
Mm.
They definitely going to get you.
They will get you. If you're sitting in your basement smoking a blunt, boom, they're there.
They there. Trust me.
His manager's laughing.
Law enforcement serious in Florida.
That's real. So, all right, let me just throw this out there. For the people out there, if they made it this whole way through, if there's, like, certain songs or certain projects that you would tell people to go check out if you wanted to really, like, make sure that they understood where you were coming from, what would you tell them to go check out?
I should go check out my little Sad remix. Because I had a remix, the XXXTentacion song, Sad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had did a little video and had posted it on WorldStar. But they had took it down like after like 2 days.
Oh, really? It's probably a copyright thing. Yeah.
Yeah, a copyright thing. They had took it down. You feel me? But I still got the song on my SoundCloud.
Okay.
You feel me? People want to hear.
I do want to hear that.
Cause basically the song, I'm just giving my little intake on how I feel about the whole situation. You feel me?
Oh shit! All right. I didn't even realize that was out. That's crazy.
Yeah, the song pretty dope too. Really, it was booming too pretty fast till WorldStar took it down
because
of copyright.
They probably blocked it, like the label blocked it. Yeah, I know WorldStar, they wanted to keep that shit up.
Yeah, the label blocked it. It was the label who definitely blocked it.
Definitely. Anything else in particular that in terms of like, what's your biggest song on YouTube or whatever?
Better Be.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one?
That's my biggest track right now.
Oh, yeah. You been playing shows in Florida and shit?
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of shows coming up, feel me? Trying to get butt, trying to rack it up.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, that for sure.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. It sucks you didn't have a show planned out here in L.A. because I feel like people would want to see you out here.
Yeah, I be walking the strip and they be going dumb. Like, oh, I just bet. Now. Salty Kid, whoa, I love you, you bitch. Better go out there. He like, bro, I know they'll send you kid ass, bro. But I'm like, nah, that's my dude, bro. They going nuts. Every time they see me, they going nuts.
That's hilarious. Yeah, this block right out here, Melrose, I mean, shit, if you're a popping underground rapper or whatever, this is the block you want to be on. Motherfuckers come out here with no shirt, just wearing a chain. Yeah. And they just walk up and down the block and just take pictures all day.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was just walking around. They was fucking with me.
I seen a kid with $50,000 in cash. I don't know if it was real or not, but he was walking around just like trying to be a cool rapper, walking around with it. I'm like, bro.
You already know.
I'm like, you know how close the hood is to here. This street might look sunny and everything, but you just gotta wait till the wrong guy drives by and everything's gonna change for you, bro.
Nigga get pit for $50,000.
Oh yeah. We saw that actually. It's weird that I picked that dollar amount. Fuck, what else do we need to know? Like, what you got planned coming out?
Man, I had, a couple months ago, I had dropped, like, one of my, like, debut mixtapes, Triple X, and I'm finna drop Triple X Part 2 in probably, like, a couple weeks. I'm just getting all the beats right, you feel me, all the songs right.
Why were you using the Triple X thing? What did that mean to you? Because I know you've been using that since before the X situation.
That's just my game. We've been repping it. We extra explicit, you feel me, just Xing everything out. That's what it really stood for, you feel me? But then after the X situation happened, everybody's like, whoa. So they basically saying, this guy killed X and he using his name.
Right.
I think that's why people are really mad. Cause my name is like the name of my gang, Triple X too, you feel me? So it's like that's why I think people are really mad.
It's crazy too, because I remember one of the main things that they tried to use to like pin it on you was like the fact that you had some red masks on in that one video, and then they were like, "Oh, dudes with red masks ran off on," but that wasn't true.
That wasn't even true. Yeah. You feel me? Like, I don't know who came up with a little conspiracy theory, who put it up together so fast, or whoever did it, dog. Oh no, I want to be bro, dog. Real shit.
Yeah, it's probably some like 16-year-old kid in Ohio with way too much time on his hands.
Way too much time on his hands. Cut when the research is so much stuff. Like, Cut did so much research. Even I'm asking myself, like, whoa, did I do it? Cause bro, it was a lot of like, you feel me, a lot of things that people put together. Mm. You feel me? That made it real deal look like I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking kids.
Kids.
Anyway, anybody you want to thank? Anything you want to shout out before we wrap this up?
I don't know. I shot myself out. Soulja Kid, you feel me? All the way from South Florida, you feel me? I appreciate Adam for bringing me out, you feel me?
My pleasure, bro. Hey, where'd the Soulja Kid name come from?
Man, I just felt like a soldier ever since a youngin.
Mm.
I always felt like I was different from the rest of them boys.
Right.
Everybody else is on some sweet pop puff type shit. I'm a soldier, so you feel me? It just stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, man. I remember like years before Soulja Boy came out, I remember going to a Waffle House down in Florida, and the server at Waffle House, he just had Soulja Boy tattooed on his fucking forearms. And this is before Soulja Boy came out, because people forget that like Master P and No Limit, they were saying Soulja Boy.
Soldiers, you feel me? Soulja Slim.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Soulja Slim, and even like Cash Money and shit, they're saying it. But then I seen him with it, and I was like, damn, that's hard. And then Soulja Boy came out like 2 years later. I was like, oh, it's lit.
Lit. No Limit
Soldiers from now on. Fuck, I actually have this rare ass No Limit Soulja jacket that I should have wore for this. I probably would have sweated through it already. All right.
One thing I want to do tell people though, my last Instagram got hacked, but I'm still on Instagram. A lot of people don't know I'm still on Instagram.
Mm.
So y'all just go follow my new Instagram, Soulja_kid561.
I got you. We'll flick up and I'll shout you out. I gotta help the cause. We gotta get that shit to at least 100K, right?
Oh yeah, we moving.
Moving.
We already up to 89.
89.
So, yeah.
Not bad. Moving. All right. So to everybody out there watching this, appreciate you, Soulja Kid. Definitely go follow his shit.
I think
it was worth it. It was definitely very good to get you in here just to clarify. And I just wanted people to know that you are like a dope rapper and like a cool ass kid outside of all the bullshit that they were trying to hate on you for. You know? Yeah.
One thing people always forget that I rap. it's real music. You feel me? It's music to it. Everybody always thinking about the X situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A year or two from now, people will barely remember that shit. Yeah. You know?
We finna blow up.
Hell yeah. No doubt. All right. Sure. Much love to Soulja Kid. This has been No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes.